all these different experiences that arise. But it can also be helpful to look at that which is noticing the objects. That is, which attitude or mood is there in the mind that's noticing? Does the mind feel tight and maybe constricted and narrow? Or maybe it's relaxed, open, and spacious. Maybe the mind feels tired and dull. Or maybe alert and bright. Maybe there's a sense of calmness or a sense of agitation. So meditation practice unfolds more peacefully, more smoothly, if we periodically turn and have this gentle inquiry, what's the attitude of the mind? What's the approach? What's the stance? What's the mood in the mind? Because if we don't notice the attitude in the mind, and it's an attitude that's not helpful, it can stay there and fester in a kind of way that it colors everything that gets experienced. However, if we do notice this attitude, it can create some space in which a different response than our usual habitual response might be. Maybe responding by simply noticing with some spaciousness and ease. Maybe we just simply notice, oh yeah, the mind's a little tight right now. And just noticing without having to turn it into a problem, something that has to be fixed. Maybe looking at the attitude of the mind is a little bit like looking out the window to see what the weather is. We're just noticing what's the weather inside. I'm using vague language because often the attitude, the mood of the mind is not clear. And can we be okay with that? Can we just recognize that the experience might be really subtle, and often words maybe don't describe it well? But maybe we can just have this gentle inquiry. Is the weather inside? Is it peaceful or stressful? Is there some clinging or is there some spaciousness? And emotions and these mind states, attitudes of the mind, they overlap. So don't worry about distinguishing them from one another. Invitation is to periodically just look at the state of the mind. constricted or open. Stressful or peaceful. Sometimes just the noticing can have a little bit of a shift. So if you haven't already, just letting our attention rest on the sensations of breathing. Having the breath be the object, be the anchor. Experiencing the sensations of breathing. When the mind wanders, just very gently, simply, beginning again. And we might just have a quiet inquiry into the attitude of the mind. Sometimes it shows up the most obvious way by our reaction to when we discover that we've been lost in thought. Is there gentleness there, or is there harshness? Is there a pouncing back onto the breath, or is there just a turning towards the breath? We don't need to continuously be checking the attitude, but it can be helpful every now and then. Thank you. maybe in a relaxed, easy way, just an inquiry, what's the weather like inside? Is there an attitude of the mind? Not that we have to make it be different. Just noticing can help us be aware of any influence it might be having. Again, we can use vague language, constricted, spacious, calm, agitated. And not worrying about getting it perfectly correct.